Greenpeace is no stranger to genetically modified plants and campaigning against them because it says they pose a risk to human health and environment. Just last May, a team found GMOs growing in the wild near Basel's Rhine River port.
That was actually the second time that GM plants have been found in the wild in Switzerland. We actually bumped into this wild GM rape plants in around Basel.
Marianne Kunstler is a campaigner for Greenpeace Switzerland. She says the group was shocked when a study from the National Science Foundation said there was no great risk from GMOs to Swiss agriculture, despite the findings being based on science.
Yes, it's just science, and what Greenpeace believes is that they had a too narrow focus. You can't simply say out of a couple of field trials that there won't be any environmental risks.
Over the last 5 years, research has been carried out, and we came then finally to a conclusion that was published in a synthesis report.
Dirk Dobelare is a professor at the University of Bern and was president of the steering committee analyzing international studies on the effects of genetically modified plants and looking at projects of their own.
The risk of having resistant plants is just as great if you use transgenic plants as if you use conventional plants. If you use proper agricultural methods, then you can reduce that risk. And the net effect of that is that, in fact, a large number of studies have now shown that biodiversity in fields where transgenic plants are being used is, in fact, better.
What I heard was that there is no impact or adverse impact on environment and health. And this is wrong. And I am very upset to listen from the president of the scientific committee of this program saying this.
Philippe Roch is former state secretary for the environment.
If you are a scientist, a true scientist, you may say, I did some research and my results are this and this and this in these conditions. But you can never draw a general assertion from such a result. In such complex systems as GMOs, as biology, you need a long time.
Roch says he was responsible for preparing the current law on GMOs in Switzerland, and during that process, he found some proponents for using modified plants were companies with clear economic interests. Even among scientists, he said there was a culture of saying GMOs are the way of the future, and anyone questioning that was put off to the side.
I think that people are still reluctant to GMOs because they have a kind of intuition that it is dangerous. And I'm sure they are right. And as long as scientists will continue to lie, and when I say lie, it's because they say general things that they should not say. If they would just explain what they are doing and what are the results of this and this and this research, they would really allow an open debate.
There's been a lot of open debate, and I think one of the main problems in this debate has been that the stances have been taken and people only listen to arguments that fit their opinion.
President of the Studies Committee, Dirk Dobelare.
Now, what we try to do is produce the basis for a more rational discussion. We realize that this is maybe blue-eyed that we could ever achieve that, but the science that we have is based on very thorough data. Now, that people have the intuition that genetically changed plants or genetically modified plants are unsafe, this is largely based on the fact that fear has been instilled in a very systematic way.
Dobelare says millions of people have been fed by at least transgenic plants and no ill effects have been seen. He says the greatest experiment is the rest of the world, and he would gladly show anyone doubting the science of GMOs the hundreds of pages of research. He says the committee provided science, and now politicians have to decide what to do about it.